What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Niner Faithful. How's everybody doing? Hope everyone is having a legendary week. Woo! What a crazy weekend. If anybody didn't know, it was my birthday. I actually just turned 36. So I went out to LA to Harry Potter World and had a blast with my girlfriend and her mom. We went and ate lunch at Malibu, DoorDash in Beverly Hills, and did a bunch of stuff that I'll probably never get to do ever again in my life. But of course, we're going to go ahead and update you on, of course, the newest Niners and any Niner news, which doesn't seem to be floating around. And obviously, we're going to get into my opinion on what's going on with the Jimmy Garoppolo situation. But of course, before we do that, we have to remind everybody to listen to the end of the show to get your special coupon code to save 10% off of For the Faithful by the Faithful apparel, exclusively available at NinerFaithfulRadio.com/shop. Help out Niner Faithful Radio by using our affiliate link and save 10%. All you have to do is click on the link in the description of the podcast or video, and you save 10%. Go to cgiant.com, use the promo code Niner Faithful Radio, all one word, to save on all your theater, concert, and sporting event tickets, as well as help out the show. And of course, you can go to ninerfaithfulradio.com/subscribe to see everywhere you can see the show. And of course, follow us on social media at Niner Faithful Radio on Facebook, Instagram, and Tumblr, and Niner Faithful R on Twitter. Ladies and gentlemen, faithful of all ages, let's get the show cracking.
You are now listening to Niner Faithful Radio, the show for the faithful, by the faithful.
All right, so why don't we go ahead and get it cracking with, I think we should be good. Probably started everything right on time. Yeah, everything looks live. Let me go ahead and check YouTube. I didn't get a chance to check YouTube yet. Does it even give me notifications? They didn't even give me notifications when it pops on. It sucks. They even give me notifications. Okay, here we go. We're live. Everything's good. So, we'll go ahead and sign with the Niners. Have signed Ray McCloud. I guess that is official. The San Francisco 49ers have announced on Tuesday they have signed wide receiver Ray McCloud to a 2-year deal. McCloud, 5'9", 190, was originally drafted by the Buffalo Bills in the sixth round, 187th overall in the 2018 draft. Throughout his 4-year career with the Bills in 2018, the Panthers in 2019, and the Steelers in 20 and 21, he's appeared in 48 games with 8 starts, registered 46 receptions for 390 yards while adding 8 catches for 84 yards on offense. Eight carries. I don't know why I said catches. On offense, he also recorded 72 kickoff returns for 1,614 yards, a 22.4 average, 81 punt returns for 767 yards with a 9.5-yard average. McCloud has appeared in 2 postseason contests and added 2 receptions for 20 yards, along with 9 kickoff returns for 212 yards and 4 punt returns for 29 yards. Last season with the Steelers, he appeared in 16 games, 5 starts, and finished with career highs in receptions with 39, receiving yards for 277, and also added 35 kickoff returns for a career high, 776 yards to go along with 12 punt returns for 367 yards. His 776-yard kick return were the third most in the NFL in 2021, next to DeAndre Carter in Washington with 904 and Braxton Berrios. of the Jets with 852. McLeod added two receptions for 20 yards and won postseason games for Pittsburgh. And he's a 25-year-old native of Tampa Bay. And I went to Clemson, where he appeared in 40 games with 20 starts, registered 127 receptions, 1,226 yards with four touchdowns. And he had a 50 punt returns for 485 yards and one touchdown. Look, I'm not going to say that the Niners got Devin Hester in his prime or anything like that, but special teams has been a serious issue for this team in the Lynchahan era. We've not really had great special teams. And so I think it's been pretty obvious that Lynchahan has put emphasis on special teams this year and this offseason class. By the way, anybody who's wondering, excuse my hair, y'all, who signed this? That's the Keo Spikes. That's Dante Hittner, and that's Joe Staley. So I got this signed last year when I went to the Niners Cardinals game. But so I think that's dope because I've always wanted Joe Staley and Dante Hittner's autograph. And it was cool to get the Keo Spikes autograph. But anyway, so special teamer that we're going to throw out there and say, hey, Brandon, we're just not going to hand you the punt returning job. I was comparing a little bit to his stats to, and his yards is more than any Niner. It's more than we had return yards combined and on more kick coverage. Or you know what? One last kick return. We don't have as many yards altogether. We have a comment right now. Yeah, I got you, bro. Just give me 1 second. I'll go ahead and do it after the show. We'll see, actually. You're a Niner fan, I will. The Niners have announced they signed George Odom. The San Francisco 49ers have agreed they signed safety George Odom to a 3-year deal. Odom, 6'1", 202, originally entered the NFL after signing with the Indianapolis Colts as an undrafted free agent on May 1st, 2018. Throughout his 4-year career with the Colts, 2018 through 21, he's appeared in 65 games with 10 starts and registered 105 tackles, 2 interceptions, 4 pass defense, and 4 forced fumbles with 2 fumble recoveries. He also appeared in three postseason contests and added 2 tackles. Odom earned AP First Team All-Pro honors on special teams in 2020 after leading the NFL with 20 tackles on special teams. Last year with the Colts, Odom appeared in all 17 games with 7 starts and finished with a career-high 45 tackles, 2 pass defense, 1 interception, 1 forced fumble, and 1 fumble recovery. A 28-year-old Michigan native of Millington, Tennessee, Odom attended University of Central Arkansas for 5 years through 2013 to 2017. Where he appeared in 48 games, 39 starts, and tailed 350 tackles, 13 pass defense, 6.5 sacks, 6 forced fumbles, 4 fumble recoveries, and 2 interceptions, 1 returned for a touchdown. Emphasis on special teams here. I have no problem with the Niners boosting their special teams unit while adding competition at the safety and making the safety room hopefully better. There's nothing wrong with improving our safety room, especially since it appears that Jaquaski Tart is not going to be back. And of course, this is according to 49ers webzone, I should say, because that's their official name. Okay, let me see. It's right here. 49ers will not return. Oh, these are all players that signed. K1. Oh, yeah, I should get into that. Trent Cannon signed with the Titans. Tom Compton signed a year with the Broncos. DJ Jones, of course, we know, signed with the Broncos. Raheem Mostert signed with the 1 year, $3.125 million deal. Trent Sherfield, which actually is That hurts the special teams unit. Signed a one-year deal with the Dolphins. That must have been like a Wes Welker move or something like that. And Kadarius Street signed his with the Saints. Lincoln Thomason, we all know about. And Kwan, I signed a two-year, $7 million deal with the Broncos. Let me know in the comments just early. Who do you think Diamador becomes our nickel? I know Eric Crocker was big on having him play the nickel, and he seems that type of fit to play the nickel. I'm curious who they see the Niners, because let's not. Kwan didn't have the best season last year, but let's not get it twisted that he was a good slot corner, and we all know some of the within the receiving cores of in this division. I mean, we got to face Cooper Kupp twice a year. I don't need just any slouch out there covering Cooper Kupp. I'm assuming, you know, they would put DK Metcalf in the slot if they felt that was – or Tyler Lockett. We don't need – definitely don't need to be allowing – you know, just anybody to just be in the slot in this division. But I like that. Now, with the, let me see, linebacker, Arden Burks, I've already announced that on the show. And this is a little Charvarius Ward, who wants to be called Lil Mooney. And then we got the Ridgeway, but I already announced that on the show. So, okay. This is some stats from Coach Yak and PFF. So, this is James Palmer. Lowest completed percentage allowed in coverage since 2019. Number one is Charvarius Ward, 49.8% above J.C. Jackson, Chase Hayward for the Raiders, Jair Alexander for Green Bay, and Denzel Ward for Cleveland. The 49ers have allowed a 68.3% completion percentage in 2018, 29th in the NFL. New 49er cornerback Charvarius Ward had a breakout season in 2021. Ward became the second player to force a higher tight window coverage rate, 43.3%, than the catch rate he allowed, 44.8% in a season since 2016, minimum 50 targets. His completed percentage allowed 44.8, like I said, second rank in the NFL in 2021 with the minimum 50 targets. Average target separation, 0.2 yards first. Tight window rate, 46.3 first. And coverage success rate, 64.2% fourth worst. And targeted EPA allowed negative 12th, which is 11th. There's more. This is from Coach Yak. Charvarius Ward versus top wide receivers last season. Week 7, A.J. Brown / Julio Jones, 18 yards. Week 9, Davante Adams, 14 yards. Week 11, C.D. Lamb, 5 yards. Week 5, Keenan Allen, 0 yards. Week 17, Ja'Marr Chase, 83 yards, but a touchdown. And AFC divisional game, Stephon Diggs, 1 yard. And AFC championship game, Ja'Marr Chase, 22 yards. So, who, by the way, killed the Niners when we played him last year. So, I don't think – look, I'm not going to say that we got Dion in his prime, but I don't think we got any slouch receiver. And the key to all these free agent signings – is they're young. So what the Niners are trying to do is they're trying, as our George Kittles and some of these other players start to age and everything, we're adding young talent. Obviously, we lost DJ Jones. We lost Kentavious Street. That's it. Now, as far as new free agent players, I don't think anybody... Let me do this by position. All right. Okay. We'll do it by number. Yeah. Nobody has received a number. So we don't have any updates on number watch. Why don't we go ahead, and since we're about halfway through the show, we'll go ahead and take our Twitch commercial break, and we'll be back in 3 minutes. Where did I put my Gatorade? Oh, my Gatorade's outside. Man, that sucks. Okay. Sorry, Facebook viewers. We'll be right back. Or no, I do got to talk because this will be on the podcast, so I can't go run and get my Gatorade. So Facebook and YouTube and podcast listeners, y'all will be the first to know now, even before I get the video done and everything, we are launching season 2 of For the Faithful by the Faithful clothing line, April 30th of this year. I got some dope designs coming. And we're also working with some people behind the scenes to get some different perspective and different designers in here. Besides, it's not me designing them and everything and my ideas. It's getting other people and getting some fresh ideas and some pretty dope concepts that I hope we'll be able to do this season as the year goes on. We got a more minute 42 left on our Twitch commercial. So, and okay, let's go back to news. Yeah, I don't think we have any fresh news. Go through our Facebook feed. Oh yeah, we do. So we'll get into the Jimmy stuff and we'll probably end up wrapping up that, since that seems pretty important. Oh, so we're back from our break. Okay, so do I think the Niners overplayed their hand slightly with the Jimmy Garoppolo situation? Yeah. But to me personally, the biggest obstacle in trading Jimmy Garoppolo is a shoulder surgery. And even if he's throwing in June, I mean, what are you willing to give up for a quarterback who is quote-unquote injury-prone and is coming off of surgery on his throwing shoulder and hasn't picked up a football since the NFC Championship game, or at least thrown in an NFC Championship game, and you're not going to be able to rush him in. You're going to have to work him in, and you're probably going to want to give him, you know, light days in training camp, you know, followed by heavy days type of situation. So when is he truly going to be ready and up to speed and up to par while, by the way, learning a new offense and working with new receivers, et cetera, et cetera. So ultimately, do I think the Niners trade Jimmy Garoppolo? No. I don't see anywhere else that he can go that's realistic. And a few teams, I mean, what are you going to give for him? The Niners aren't getting a second. You're not getting a third. You're probably not even getting a fourth. So fine, if you could get it, whatever you could get for him, fine. But ultimately, I just think that contract-wise and needing the money-wise, it's just nobody's going to want him. And everybody in the league basically knows the Niners need to cut Jimmy Garoppolo. We need that cap space to re-sign, to extend Debo, to extend Nick Bosa, you know, future more expensive money for George Kittle, Trent Williams, Eric Armstead, who I think with the restructure of his contract, it's pretty much locked in that I would say Eric Armstead's probably a career Niner. Or fine, maybe he gets one other deal in free agency. But I don't think we're cap strapped as of like right now, this second. But we will have the cap release necessary to do what we have to do once Jimmy Garoppolo is off the books. And that's no secret. So what team is banging down the Niners' door and hoping and praying that Jimmy Garoppolo is their savior? I mean, maybe an injury happens. And okay, you know, maybe a team gets a little desperate. But it's going to, he's going to, let me see. I'll pull up Jimmy Garoppolo's contract right now. Jimmy. Oops. Contract. So here we go. This is Sports Track. Pretty much a go-to site for contracts that people seem to use. Okay, so here, right now, he has total guaranteed of 2022 is $26.9 million. Yearly cash deals is $25.40587 million. Oh, his dead cap is $1.4 million. Okay, so how do we? I'm trying to. This isn't the one where you can do. Where is it? Cap hit. Sorry, this is probably not the greatest radio in the entire world, or podcast or video. Career earning? No, I don't want career earnings. Okay, let me see. Let's go back and damn it. Jimmy Garoppolo's contract. Okay. Okay, over the cap. Maybe that will be better. Okay, Okay, so we cut him pre-June 1st. It'll be 25.5 mil base 50,000, you know, with a dead cap of 1.4 mil. We cut him post-June 1st the same. There's literally no difference. And same with that. There's no restructure, and if we extended him, apparently we would get cap savings of 8.4944 million. So it's basically to the point now where it doesn't matter when we cut him or trade him. Pre or post, we hold him on to training camp. Now he won't go all the way till training camp because Nick Bosa or Debo aren't stepping on the field without a new contract before training camp. And we all know the Niners haven't set a precedent and like to get a precedent set that they get contracts done before deadlines, you know. So Debo and Nick Bosa will be inked and nice and signed, sealed, and delivered before training camp starts. Even if not when they have to report, it'll start before real practices start. So ultimately, I don't say it. Jimmy is not the professional we thought he was. We know that he was purposely delayed surgery to get released. Wow. Really? Yeah, Jimmy is not the professional we thought he was. He was now. We now know that he purposely delayed the surgery to get released. Really? I'm curious if John Lynch really said that. Even if that's true and the Niners now know that, I mean, they wouldn't put that out. John Lynch wouldn't let that get it out. Huh. That's interesting. I mean, he probably did. So he can go sign where he wants to go sign. And I mean, I wonder how great the Niners relationship really was. Everything was talked about how it was smooth sailing and everything like that. I wonder how smooth it really was. I heard that organizationally, the Super Bowl loss was pinned on Jimmy. I think personally Shanahan blames Jimmy. I think Shanahan thinks I drawed up the winning play. It was executed by everybody except you. And I believe Shanahan's like pretty much every faithful. Emmanuel Sanders catches that pass. It's a touchdown. We're champions. So, you know, and I think the images that will burn into Shanahan's head will be basically how the two biggest games of Jimmy Garoppolo's Niner tenure, there you go, have basically ended the same way with desperate, getting sacked, just heave it up. All right, y'all, I think we're going to go ahead and we're going to end it right here for this week. But yeah, that's definitely my thought. We'll go ahead and see y'all next week, of course. Same faithful time, same faithful channel. But before we get out of here, of course, we got to remind everybody to get your officially licensed Niner gear by using our affiliate link. Not only do you save 10%, but it does help out the show. The link is scrolling across your screen right now. Or is available in the link is available in the description of this podcast or video. Go to SeatGiant.com. Use the promo code Niner Faithful Radio to save on all theater, concert, and sporting event tickets, as well as help out the show. Go to NinerFaithfulRadio.com/subscribe to see everywhere you can find the show. And follow us on social media. Jason does a bang-up job on Facebook, Instagram, and Tumblr at Niner Faithful Radio and Twitter at Niner Faithful R. And lastly, thank you for tuning in to the end of this show. As promised, this week's discount code for 10% off of all For the Faithful by the Faithful Apparel is again HOPE. 10% excludes any on-sale items and cannot be used with any other coupon. Coupon code expires midnight, March 29th of 2022. I shall see y'all next year. I shall see y'all next week. Till then, faith, love, and happiness. Go Niners.
You are now listening to Niner Faithful Radio, the show for the faithful, by the faithful.
I forgot to fix that. Babe, if you're watching, please remind me. Maybe I should make a note. I shall see y'all. See ya.